Jimmy, listen, we are so excited to talk to you today. Not because we're not going to talk about Thursday, the Dolphins. That's history. We're going to focus on the Bears, and we're going to focus on what happened today in regards to your car.
Trying to purchase my first dad car.
What's a defined dad car?
Oh, an SUV?
Yeah, what is that? A minivan?
Well, so there's the big body SUVs, and then there's the BMWs, the Hellcat, Durangos. So that's more the dad vibe I'm going for.
Oh, a BMW. I wouldn't say a BMW of any kind is a dad car.
Yeah, you're not getting a Windstar. You're getting a BMW.
I mean, some of those can look soccer momish, but I definitely got to fix it up a little bit so it looks a little more aggressive.
Now, what are you going to do? Tint the windows?
Tint the windows.
Put some vinyls on it.
Lower it.
Yeah, lower it. BMW get aftermarket. They offer some pretty nice body kits that make it look a little bit more aggressive than I like.
Are you going to allow them? Are you going to clean the Cheerios up? Are they going to sit in little crevices in there?
There's no eating in the car. There's
Got it.
Straight to school, straight home.
That's great.
There's not much more.
God, that's a great rule.
That's mom has that car to do all the get the milk stains and food everywhere. We coffee cups laying in there. That's her.
There's no shame in getting a parent car. I have an SUV and I love it. And I'm gonna put a rainbow vinyl on mine.
Yeah, there's a little shame.
So that I can feel more shame. Yeah.
Right. So what happened to you? You said something happened to your other car.
Yeah, because we had Tyree Phillips, called him out by name. He drives this big old Ford F-550. I don't even know what it is, but it's a big old dually tire, two tires in the back, the dualies, mm-hmm. and it's raised and all that. And I parked next to him one day, and it's a tight squeeze sometimes in our parking lot. And he came out the parking stall, and I was parked on his right side, on his passenger side. So he just pulled out and made a right and ran over right at the front of my whole car.
Are you kidding me?
You know, he looks like a bad driver. That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, my God.
He's from Mississippi. I'm not going to say everybody from Mississippi
is
bad driver.
That's a normal thing to do there. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
Everything's like dirt roads out here.
Was it hard to go up to him and be like, you just totaled my car?
No, he's a man. It wasn't hard.
He came to me. I'm eating in the cafeteria. He comes to me with this look on his face. Him and Craig, our head of security. And they came. He's like, hey, we need to talk to you real quick. And I'm just like, what's going on? And then they're like, come outside. We'll show you. And then Craig just shows me a picture of my car. And I'm just like, oh, my Jesus. Like, how did that even happen?
Are you okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't in the car, luckily. So he just did it. And the crazy thing is he did it and didn't know he did it and was almost out the parking lot before somebody waved him down like, yo, you just ran over that car.
Oh, my. Oh, he knew.
Yeah,
he
didn't know he did it, right?
Oh, did I? Oh,
what?
Wow.
I ripped the front off your car?
Yeah, so I've been without a car for a little while. And I've been debating back and forth. And I have my fourth kid is coming December 19th.
Wow,
my daughter,
congrats. So.
Time for me to get out the four-seater anyway.
That's right. Oh, and a girl, too.
Do you have a name picked out?
Jada.
Jada Marley. Nice.
Was that your wife's? I mean, how did you pick a name? Is that something you both have to agree on, or does she choose?
We kind of...
Because she's carrying it?
My own. Yeah, so I had her agree that all of our kids would be named JMS, following my initials.
Got it.
So that was pretty much the guidelines. But our oldest son's name is Jalen, and I thought that our first kid was going to be a girl, so I was going to name her Jalen. And my fiance ended up just wanting to name the kid Jalen in general. So
yeah,
our
that works.
Got that name, and then so Jada for the daughter, Jada Marley.
That's cool when you have the parameters set already, so then you know, okay, this is what we need, and. No fights, no grooming. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to mention the Dolphins.
Ugh.
The D word, the Dolphins.
Oh,
Jimmy
gotcha.
Smith coming right back. Jimmy, we're going to get it over with fast, okay? We're going to talk about the dreaded D word, the Dolphins, from last Thursday. Joe Robinson, what are your thoughts? What do you want to ask?
Well, I guess my question would be, you know, I guess you guys came out flat. You would think that. Was that a result of the short week?
It was a crazy turnaround.
Yeah, what do you think the reason for that was?
I mean, honestly, no real reason behind it. We had a game that we played, what, the offense played 99 plays in. I mean, you sometimes are a little fatigued from the game before, but I don't think that was the excuse. I just think that they came out and kind of just outplayed us and out-schemed us a little bit. They blitzed the heck out of us the entire game on offense. And on defense, I mean, and then on offense, they ran three or four trick plays. I mean, they were emptying out the back to get points. Yeah. And the defense held up to, you know, they held up pretty well for most night. They gave up a few big plays that were costly. And
yeah, but 15 points is how many defense you should have. I mean, you figure you win if you only give up 15 points.
Yeah, but the standard for our defense is shutting them out, especially, and no disrespect to the Dolphins, but their offensive unit wasn't that talented for us not to be able to go put a goose egg on them. So, I miss the NFL. Everybody scores points, but our standard for our defense is a lot better. So,
yeah, and apologies if this is a question you don't want to answer. Feel free not to. But I was expecting, especially with Deshaun Elliott's injury, for maybe you to play a little bit more. Was there a reason? Are you dinged? Is there something that you can even tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, they're mixing me in different places, corner more. But, yeah, I ended up going in that game and getting dinged up. I went on the punt return and got hit in the hip and got a hip pointer.
Mm.
And, yeah, so I just kind of choked me out.
Yeah, I remember looking at the end of the – I don't even know if you guys pay attention to something like this, but Pro Football Focus had four Ravens cornerbacks as in their top 50. And you were one of them. And so, you know, I'm sure you're not excited, but I was excited to see because, you know, the salary cap hit for you isn't huge. And so the luxury of having you, as a fan, I look at that and I'm like, man, it's really a luxury to have Jimmy Smith on this team. And once I saw that maybe there was more opportunity, the safety position, is that a place where you're comfortable? Because that's the first thing I thought of. It's like, wow, he can step in there and really, really help out.
The role I had before compared to being a starting safety is a little different. It's a lot more that goes in with starting safety.
Sure.
When you're more of a role player, you know, you kind of know your package, you know what you're doing in those packages. But I haven't played safety full on to really, you know, get out there and be the starter at it. But I definitely will be in a role somewhere at safety or at corner.
Well, speaking of safeties, tell me about the loss of Deshaun Elliott. I thought he was playing about as good as anybody was on the defensive side of the ball, and that would look like a blow.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, he was definitely our enforcer. He's our biggest hitter. He brings that aggression. You know, he brings that energy to our defense. But just simple fact that he was actually getting back to form, running around, moving around, because, you know, he had the serious injuries a couple years before. So to see him moving around, playing, and starting to feel comfortable again, and just to get hurt again, it's kind of a major blow, you know. But I'm praying for him. Hopefully the Ravens still see the great talent he has and maybe get him to an early deal or something like that where he can go prove that he's a baller.
Love it. Well, let's see. We've got we're going to talk about the future now. We're going to focus on the future, Jimmy. No more. The Bears, the Dolphins talk is all done. You did it. You're done. Done. You've worked. So we're going to come right back and focus on the future with Jimmy Smith here on 98 Rock. Jimmy Smith, here we are. And, you know, Jimmy, I want to tell you, I kind of got spanked by Femi Iambadejo on Friday because I said something kind of, I guess it was rude, maybe.
Go ahead. What
I
was
said,
it?
Well, the wins that we've had, that the I say we because I'm a Raven, apparently. I said, you know, they've been tight. They've been like by a point or two. And he goes, you know, a lot of teams, show me one game that didn't win. What other games do you listen to, Marianne? I'm like, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to chime in. And he was like, yeah, well, a lot of people win by 1 point. And I was like, okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to go in the corner again.
I mean, yeah, it's probably a little touchy right now being a Ravens fan. But, yeah, all you know what's kind of weird about the NFL is when you face a team in the NFL that had one win compared to a team in college that has one win, like the team in college, for sure, that team's about to lose. So, like, it's a 90% chance. And the NFL, it's a little different because everybody's good in any center, anything. So, but teams, even though they're only won two games or three games, they've been going down to the wire with every team. They haven't been getting blown out. It's not like they're just – I mean, they're not the greatest, but they haven't been getting blown out the water, which with their record.
Do you watch? Do you watch football when you're not playing in your home? Like, did you watch the Steelers Lions game?
Yeah, I watched. No, I just watched the highlight, red zone highlights.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't have time to watch all your like. You probably have to do. What do they call it? Like when you research the next team you're going to play?
Yes.
Are you studying on Sundays?
Yeah, he studies, right?
I'm not going to lie to you. This Sunday, I watched absolutely no football. No, I played video games and relaxed with the kids.
You need it. It's a mental break.
What video games?
Right now, I'm playing Rage 2 because I beat the Deathloop in Far Cry 6. Now, I know the Call of Duty just came out, but I'm not a big online guy.
You don't like cursing out 10-year-olds? You don't like that?
Well, I don't like the fact that 10-year-olds are so good.
I'm not killing you.
I don't like that part.
What are you in rage? Solid. Are you a monster? Are you a human? What are you?
You are human, fighting humans and monsters. Mm-hmm. It's actually very similar to Far Cry 6. Just a little bit better guns and a little more world gameplay.
Jimmy's borderline a nerd, right?
No, a lot of people play, all those guys play video games.
Then I should not mention I watch a lot of anime.
Anime, I get the vibe because he knows a lot about, like, he knows of, like, the best shows to watch. And, like, I have a feel. Are you into sci-fi, too? Am I getting that vibe?
I do like a little bit of sci-fi. Yeah, I grew up on that more.
You've got your toe in the water of being, you know. And by the way, a nerd is cool. I mean, that's not an insult.
I don't think so.
I called my 5-year-old a nerd, and she goes, "You're so mean." I go, no, trust me, because she reads comic books. And I'm like, it's a good thing now. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they rule the world for sure. I don't watch a whole lot of anime, but my kids told me to watch. Did you guys watch One Punch Man? Did you watch
that? Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I loved it. Oh, it's so funny.
They made the second season like 2 years after, and then they haven't made anything since, and it's been just been waiting.
I prefer this first season. You want to know what it is, Marianne?
Sure.
It's this guy, and he like hardly even efforts, and whenever he fights somebody, he punches them once, and they disintegrate.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the idea.
That's satisfying.
It's actually a funny one.
It is.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
What about comic
books? That's the only anime I could get my younger sister to watch. She's not into it at all. I mean, it took a while for me to get into, to be honest, but that one actually is one that stands out because it's funny.
Right. Are you into comic books, Jimmy?
No, I'm not into comic books.
Oh, okay, forget that. I take it all back. You're nowhere near the status that I thought you were. All right, on the other side, I've got some quick questions. They're kind of not football related, but they are quick question answer. You answer as quick as you can. All right, when we come back. All right, we're back with Jimmy Smith. It's the Jimmy Smith Show. Joe Robinson's filling in for Kirk today. And I've got a couple of quick fire question and answer. You can elaborate, though. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. Jimmy, your go-to apps, the apps on your phone that you look at the most.
Oh, News Today.
Wow.
Is my number one.
News Today.
World Star. I go on the Snapchat app the most to, like, look at news and different videos and on everything.
You snap? Do you actually put something on there for other
content?
People to see? And can Marianne follow you?
I definitely snap every now and then, but mostly just my kids.
Oh, okay. You're one of those guys. I got it.
That's my only. Well, I have a Facebook. I don't have much other social media. Yeah.
Snapchat and Facebook. Okay. Do players rehearse touchdown dances?
I do know for a fact they do rehearse touchdown
dances. They have
dances.
To. They look choreographed.
I've seen Jacoby practice one, and he was the best at it.
Do you guys rehearse when you guys all run down and the whole defense gets into basically a pyramid and get your picture taken? That's not rehearsed, right?
Nah.
Right.
No, that is not rehearsed.
I always wonder in the locker room if people are like, all right, so it's 2, 3, 4, and 1, and 2, and they have to like do choreography.
Nah. Okay. Nah. I mean, I'm sure some teams do. When you see something choreographed out there, they rehearse that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to. You remember when Manny Machado and Jonathan Scope used to do the handshake. You can't just figure that out, right? That doesn't happen organically.
Handshakes you practice a long time ago.
It's adorable.
That's usually with your best bud on the team.
What happens in locker rooms that we'd be surprised by? Country music?
Towel snapping? What are we talking about?
No, it's not. You know, it's funny. It's not your typical, what you see on TV, dudes doing weird. Like, it's pretty quick. We just talk a lot, to be honest. And
open up.
Sometimes we have little little sessions or rap groups or whatever it may be. But it's nothing crazy that goes on in the locker room.
Who's your best friend on the team?
Best friend.
Best friend on the team.
Best friend necklace.
I know who it's not. Tyree Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The car.
You know, it's funny. I don't have a best friend on the team.
No BFF.
I don't have one. I have a lot of good ones, though. All the DBs are my friends. Mm-hmm. All of them, really, though.
What do you ever watch your old high school football games?
I wish. I can't get a hold of that tape. And then you can kind of Google them, but back then, it doesn't seem like it's that far ago. About 2004, 2003, the tape is pretty shabby.
I know. It's crazy how crazy.
Bad it's like you're watching cave drawings.
Seriously, I watched some old stuff recently, and I was like, did somebody animate this? All right, two more.
15 years ago.
What's your guilty reality show that you watch real quick?
Oh, you want him to say Real Housewives.
I'm desperate for him to say Real Housewives.
No. Too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle.
Okay. That one and the other one, there's two of them. There's the one with the circle with the it's the circle.
Wait, what's that?
It's like the social media contest one.
Oh, I don't know.
Where they don't
one.
Know. You can go on there and lie who you are. You're playing.
Oh my gosh!
To win yeah.
I mean, like real social media.
I know exactly. You catfish each other. I feel like I dipped. I sort of watched that and then I stopped. Yeah. All right, you're
if
my
you
yeah.
Geek.
Yeah. My last question, what's your favorite home team that sponsors the show?
My favorite home team has to be Ben Garner.
Ben Garner home team.
Shout out.
Mine too.
Thanks for sponsoring the show.
Yes, Ben Garner home team. Well, Jimmy, that's it for us. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks,
even though
Jimmy.
In the middle of your busy day buying a new SUV car.
And
we're looking forward to talking about a W against the Bears next time we
Absolutely.
Chat. Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.